Welcome to Service Notes, the podcast dedicated to helping IT professionals and customer service leaders navigate the ever-evolving world of service management. Whether you're grappling with organizational change, leading a technical transformation, or wondering how to leverage AI to create better experiences, you're in the right place. We're here to provide the insights and inspiration you need to excel in your career and deliver outstanding service. And now, here's your host, a passionate advocate for service excellence and a seasoned expert in the field, Rina Brambutt.
Today, on Service Notes, I'm joined by Kim King, one of the most influential voices in our industry. We talk about her personal journey, life on a real SWAT team, and yes, how baking a cake has more in common with IT operations than you might think.
Do you have any personal mantra or philosophy that keeps you motivated and focused?
Let's get it fixed. That's it. That's always my motive is I want to do the best job that I can. I want to make sure everything works, whether it's from the tool side, people side, process side, technology side, whatever. And they all interrelate with one another. There's all these cross-functional things that go on together. And as a service delivery manager, as you know, you have to have that vision of how everything sort of fits into its pieces in the puzzle. And right. So that would be my thing is let's just get this working. I don't want to have to come back to this in 6 months' time and redo this again. We do, because maybe something's going to change, but let's get it working.
No, I think that's a good one. And I guess because you have so many years of experience, probably nothing will faze you like, oh, I don't know, you know, where to go here. Because, you know, as you build out your experience, you have a lot of solutions versus, you know, maybe year one is like, yeah, that's not working. Yeah, I don't know. Who do we ask? Like, so have you had a mentor or someone like in the company, outside the company, that you would have reached out to get some tips on, you know, how to do better work or how to connect with people, et cetera, et cetera?
I've had a lot of mentors that I've, not a specific mentor, but I've worked with a lot of fantastic people who've had a lot of great experience, and they haven't all been senior to me. You know, a lot of people that just come with great ideas, you know, whether they're in the company or whether they're contractors that are coming in, and just listening to what they have to say, brainstorming. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start calling it baking in my, you know, under my cake umbrella, right. But brainstorming things and working together. You know, I've had situations wherein we were trying to write a document based on fairly complicated requirements for service portfolio manager. So not one of the more common ITIL processes. Right. And very dependent on, you know, project management office and dependent on executive level stuff and at the contract level. Right. And so she had given it her first shot and it just didn't sit right. And so I called a meeting with a couple of other people that I knew from some other accounts. And I said, this is what we're trying to do. And these are the requirements. And it's just not working. And so, you know, it took us a couple of days to sort of figure out how we could get it working and how we could put it down on paper to make it look easy for the client, to make it look like we knew what we were doing. Right. Because sometimes that's very hard to do. You know, you want to make it look good. You want to make it look like it makes sense. And so we played around with it. We wound up, instead of presenting it to the client in the form of a document, which is ultimately what we were writing and designing the workflow, I said, you know what we're going to do in this case? We're going to actually, because we're going to be presenting it to executives, we're going to actually put a PowerPoint presentation together and highlight what is in services portfolio management, because the executive isn't going to want to read a 30-page document. So what we're going to do for them, because they're not like a delivery team, we're going to do a PowerPoint presentation, and the PowerPoint presentation is going to have snapshots of the workflows and stuff that comes directly out of the process document.
Right. Yeah, no, I think that does make sense. In your opinion, what is the most critical aspect of technology today?
People. It's always people.
Yeah.
We're starting to see shifts, right? So we're starting to see in the marketplace because of the political situation, because of the, you know, in Canada, we're all sort of shaking in our shoes because of the tariffs, because we don't know what's going on there. And so what we've seen in Canada is...
I think they haven't settled it yet here.
We're not really sure what's going on, and we just have a new prime minister. And so in Canada, anyway, I'm not sure if it's the same way in the States. What's going on is there a lot of organizations are letting go of their contractors because they're not sure as to what's happening. So we're seeing a shift where organizations are letting go of the contractors and looking towards more for bringing in employees. There's a big push because the Canadians are now saying, hey, we're Canadian, let's do more stuff local. And right. So there's a big push to hire local people. And so I think that's one of the things. I think a lot of people are still unsure about what AI is going to do. And there's a lot of talk about AI. And from my perspective, working with large enterprise clients and working with an IT organization like an IBM and a Kyndryl and an ISM, mm-hmm. we've been doing AI stuff in the back end for a lot. You know, we've been doing predictive analytics and taking that data and massaging it and, you know, and putting thresholds on equipment and doing event monitoring and doing all of that stuff for a long time. But at the desktop level, we're starting to see it more. We're starting to see it more at the service desk level with the bots and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think, I don't know if you read the news today, but apparently NVIDIA is like a $4 trillion something company now, probably one of the highly...
Oh, really? No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, yeah. It's quite interesting just because of all this AI. So, yeah.
But people don't realize that AI has been in the back end for a long time. And so
I think it's much more sexier now, I think.
Yep. Yes,
with that, those yes. ChatGPT create this and create that is a bit more playful. Exactly. Whereas before, like, I guess, you know, just even like Amazon, like I think Amazon was using AI like 10, 15 years ago when they gave you recommendation because they knew about your pattern. And now it's just like, yeah, it's a much more sexier version of AI, I think.
Exactly. And it's all based on the data, right? So yeah. data.
I know. And you know what I find
it
funny?
Interpreting it.
Yeah. What I find funny is I read articles and they talk about like cognitive ability. I'm thinking they have zero cognitive ability. There's no cognition applied. You're just doing data pattern. I mean, you know, it's just very easy to forget. Because it gives the smart answer. You think they are thinking, but they're really not thinking. And I think there's that perception issue where, like, I rely on Gemini quite a lot. And it says show thinking. I'm like, it's not thinking, really. It's just like the algorithm just going through the pattern. Like, you can say show the pattern sequence. That's what you could really call it, not thinking, because it's not thinking. But yeah, I know. I mean, it's just... the way the subtle marketing works, it makes you think as if this is some intelligent, smart system. And they have it. They haven't just opened it to the public yet. you know, but yeah, no, I think it's definitely, definitely very interesting.
Thanks for joining us. We've only scratched the surface and there's a lot more to share. Don't miss the next episode of Service Notes.
That's all for this episode of Service Notes. We hope you've gained valuable insights that you can put into practice. Join us next time as we continue to explore the latest trends and best practices in service management. Until then, keep learning, keep innovating, and keep delivering exceptional service. Service Notes is proudly supported by 24 Trainings. Advance your IT career with their expert-led ITIL certification and customized service management training. 24 Trainings helps both individuals and teams bridge the gap between theory and real-world skills. To get certified and accelerate your career, visit them at www.24trainings.com.